She is arguably one of the best vocalists Mzansi has. And Tapsi has given us songs like "You're My African Queen" and hit tracks like "Ngifela Tinya Tand." And this week on the Chisa Life podcast, we finally managed to get Tapsi on call to chat all things music. We talked to Tapsi about the new song that she's doing with Questa and if there was any pressure between the two because they gave us a hit song of enormous proportions. We also spoke to her about her own music and asked her if she'll continue pulling a Rihanna, doing everything but giving us music when all we want is her voice. She also spoke to us about how she's managed to keep afloat during the lockdowns and how she and her hubby have managed to make the most out of a pandemic situation. This is the Chisa Life podcast. My name is Griselda Kikana. Welcome.
Yes, Mzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re morning, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje. Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
How have you been? We haven't spoken to you in so long.
It's been a while, yes. I've been good. I mean, you know, considering the circumstances we find ourselves in, I've been good.
What have you been up to?
So, I mean, a lot of brand work, a lot of brand partnerships have been a blessing. Mm. As I've been in the studio, still making music, still working on features. I've been also spending a lot more time, you know, and taking a bit of a much needed break. You know, 2020 kind of forced me to take a break.
Yeah. Where have you been at with the music, girl? Because, I mean, we're out here waiting for that smooth vocals of yours.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are so hard on me because, I mean, I joined the industry, I haven't taken a break. Like, I was releasing music every year since 2017, 2018, 2019, you know, without a break, on tour, performing. So it's been a year that I've kind of taken a break from releasing music.
So you were taking a break. We were not imagining it.
Yes.
And I was telling you that the other day I saw snaps from Questa's listening session and I saw you there and I got excited. I was like, okay, could Mugal be planning another big hit with Questa? Is it a secret you can give if there is? Come on, give your girl something.
Of course. I mean, we had to do it again. You know, he's releasing his album very soon and we had to hop into the studio again together. And, you know, Chris and I have not actually been in studio together since making Yes Felangawe about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
So the pressure was on, you know, we kind of really felt like, oh my God, people are going to expect another smash hit or, you know, but then we decided to just remove all of that pressure and just make another song. And this was very different. This collaboration this time around was very different because it was just literally him and I in the studio.
Yeah.
And I mean, before Yes Felangawe, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of opinions and a lot of, you know, input. And with this song specifically, it was just him and I. And we made a really beautiful love song. I think it's not as somber as Nyas Fela. It's more positive. It's more light. It reminds me of nostalgic and young love. So yeah, I think South Africa's really going to like it.
Well, I think we do. I mean, you guys, Nyas Fela was like, is still one of the biggest songs that we've ever received from the both of you. So I definitely understand why the pressure was on. But I mean, you guys made it work, right?
Yeah, I think you guys will enjoy it. I hope so. I'm crossing fingers.
Speaking of love and young love, you have been married for quite a while and you seem to still be glowing. Share the secrets, girl.
I just think the secret is getting married to your best friend, you know. Getting married to someone who really like compliments you, completes you, and yeah, like if you marry your friend then it's always good times. Always good time. And I think that's my secret.
I would understand that you like, if it's your best friend, then you enjoy each other's company. And so lockdown wasn't particularly hard for you. You were having the best time because people were going through the most in lockdown, realizing they actually don't like the people.
I know. And luckily for us, we were already homebodies anyway, that spent a lot of time at home, you know, together. Mm. So lockdown was just a kind of amplification of what we were used to doing anyway, which is really great. But I mean, also, it just taught us to kind of learn each other more and get to know what really makes us tick. And I think for him, he was not used to being at home all the time. He's used to going into work and coming back. I was at home, except for over the weekends, you know. So maybe we had to change the dynamic. But it was really nice. I think it just, it really brought us closer together more than anything.
Yeah. So what would you say is the one thing you rediscovered about the love of your life during this time? I mean, having been married from like, well, traditionally from like 2017 and it's a long time in Jolo, in Joloville.
I mean, in 2015, you're married for like a long time. This is like our 6th year of marriage now.
Wow, and yeah.
Yeah, it is a long time, but I think what I learned the most about my personality is very understanding, you know. For me, my career took an entire dive, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't perform anymore, I couldn't be out there, I couldn't be doing what I was used to doing, and so it really put strain on, just not financially in our household, but just, you know, within our relationship.
Yeah, and just changing the dynamic, you know.
Exactly. So he was so understanding, so patient, allowed me to let the brand stuff pick up, supported me with that, and now, you know, we're good. I'm making money again, which is really great and such a blessing. So it taught me that he's a very patient and understanding man.
Yeah. Well, lucky you, girl. Lucky you. All right. So in addition to the brand work that you've previously said that you are busy with and the music that we are waiting so anxiously from you, what more are you... Are you dipping your fingers into different pies as people have been trying to diversify and people have been trying new things? And I think lockdown pushed a lot of people into trying their long-lost passions or, you know, something that you liked but you never really had time for. Did the same happen for you?
I think for me, that would be the brand work. Especially my beautiful fruit brand collaboration has been my biggest, and that's been amazing because that has taught me to kind of be a brand ambassador but also be a content creator but also be influential and you know. So just that one brand collaboration alone, the Beautiful Fruit collaboration, really just it encompasses a lot of things, and so I grew and learned in a lot of different ways. And yeah, I'm just taking a step at a time, you know. I'm already starting no businesses and stuff, but I'll get there. I've had, you know, desires to do that, but I mean, all in due time. I also kind of feel like musically, I still haven't reached where I want to reach, and that's why I'm not rushing to put my fingers into too many things.
Because you don't want to keep away the focus that you need.
Exactly. I don't want to be a jack of all trades and a master of none, you know.
I hear you.
I know I've got a lot to offer musically still, and so that'll be my main focus. And everything else will just kind of be a byproduct of that.
Yeah. What would you say is the one lesson that you've learned just in terms of the brand work? Because you said, like, you've learned so much. You've learned, you know, content creation. You've learned influencing. And all those things are relatively new careers, you know, for a lot of young people. We really don't know what actually goes into it and what has to be done. What was the learning curve for you in that field?
So I just think that I had to basically learn how to grow, man. I think it challenges you as an individual to see how quickly you can just switch it up, you know, pick up the pace, change it up, and still be successful and still kind of be passionate. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm still trying to learn how to put together a TikTok video, so I get what you mean.
TikToks are very hard.
Oh my God.
It took me hours and hours to figure it out, but you get there. You get there. But I do think there has to be an element of passion behind anything you do, and it'll be a bit easier.
Yeah. And, I mean, your fan base has grown
immensely.
And even when you like took your break from releasing music, people still bumped Finally and still bumped African Queen. I mean, I recently heard African Queen being played like all day long at a wedding, and I'm just like, you know what, this girl gave us something there. What do you have to say to the support and the growing fan base that you're still getting, like, even today?
Yeah, I mean, I'm, of course, forever grateful and indebted to the people that support the music. And I think the beauty of music is that it's a forever thing, you know? Like, people are, as you're saying, people are still bumping songs that I made 4 or 5 years ago, and they're still very relevant, and I love the fact that music lives and lasts forever, and my message lives and lasts forever. Mm. But it wouldn't have been there if I didn't have the support from the people that listen to the music and play it and love and relate to it. So I'm always eternally grateful. Like, even sometimes, right now, I get so shocked that people are still like, oh, I still listen to this song, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. I haven't released music in so long. I'm sure musically people don't even know me anymore, but the music is still burning strong and still keep me going.
You are pulling a Rihanna on us. We've just sitting here the whole time like, ah, but girl, come on.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to do better. The music is going to come very soon. It definitely will, but I mean, for me, music is always a passion thing. Yeah. So I never like to feel pressured.
I've definitely never let
the pressure get to me. So a lot of people are mad. A lot of people are mad every day. I'm getting, like, you know, DMs and comments and with the music. Where's the music? You're a model now. You're not an Instagram model. You know?
That's why I'm saying you're pulling a Rihanna on us. They're like, oh,
exactly.
Okay.
But it's coming very soon. This year definitely will not end without some types of music.
Yeah, I also think it's a matter of, I mean, you don't want to put out something that you're not proud of or that you don't feel like was ready to go out just because we are here being Rihanna fans on you as well. Just like, Tapsi, but we've been waiting. So I think when it eventually comes out, it will be worth the wait. And that's what your fans really want. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm going to wrap it up and say I'm holding you accountable for that promise of music coming.
Alright, it's coming, I promise. I promise it's coming very soon.
Thank you so much for your time.
Alright, thank you so much for listening.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too, and have a lovely weekend as well.
Same to you, bye.
Cheers.